I am not the first to draw parallels between discrimination that is based on race and on sexual orientation. Coretta Scott King pointed out that her late husband, quote, Martin Luther King said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And these are still her words. "I appeal to everyone who believes in Martin Luther King's dream to make room at the table of brother and sisterhood for gay and lesbian people," end of quote. Julian Bond, former chair of the NAACP, has said, quote, "Many gays, many lesbians work side by side with me in the civil rights movement. Am I supposed to tell them now, thanks for risking their lives and their limbs to help me win my rights, but they are to be excluded because of the circumstances of their birth? Not a chance." Bishop Desmond Tutu of South Africa said, quote, "I could not for any part of me be able to keep quiet because people were penalized, ostracized, treated as if they were different than the humans than human because of something they could do nothing to change, their sexual orientation. For me, I can't imagine the Lord that I worship, that Jesus Christ, actually concurring with persecution of a minority that is already being persecuted." Reverend Peter Gomes, an African American and the chaplain at Harvard, said, quote, "If society waited for majority opinion and legislative action, African Americans, for example, would still be enduring the indignities of separate but equal accommodation and other manifestations of legal, social, and political segregation. To extend the civil right of marriage to homosexuals will neither solve nor complicate problems already inherent in marriage. But what it will do is permit a whole class of persons, our fellow citizens, under the law heretofore irrationally deprived of a civil right, both to benefit from and participate in a valuable yet vulnerable institution which in our society needs all the help it can get." We should not forget that it was by a majority vote that slavery was imposed in this country. It was by a majority vote that persons of different races were forbidden to marry. It was by a majority vote that women were denied the right to vote and hold office. It was by a majority vote that poll taxes and ID requirements were imposed on the poor and African Americans who wanted to vote. It was by a majority vote that the government is today now allowed to listen to your phone conversations and review your financial records. And none of those majority votes were correct or moral or good or right. And as we contemplate Senate Bill 1250, keep in mind that, under that same logic, it can be by a majority vote that a free press may be censored. It can be by a majority vote that persons may be presumed guilty. It can be by a majority vote that unpopular religious beliefs may be outlawed. It can be by a majority vote that individual property may be taken without compensation. It can be by a majority vote that warrantless searches may be allowed. And it can be by a majority vote that the last protections of individual liberties and equal protection under law are swept aside. All of these things and more can happen if the full and equal rights under the Constitution are not guaranteed to all. And I tell you today to keep up this fight. It's not just for yourself. It's for the very people who are proposing this amendment in the first place, because their rights will soon be threatened as well if we allow this to continue. Thank you all, and God bless.